This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. There are still some plant sales going on at garden centers. If you find a must-have, go ahead and buy it, but be sure to give it extra TLC. That means adding organic matter to the soil, spreading those roots out into soft soil, giving them plenty of room to stretch into. Water well up until the soil freezes sometime in December. Then add about 3 inches of mulch. Tough perennials such as Monarda, Hosta, and Sedum can take a lot, but any tender perennials may have a rough go. If you're ambitious, you can divide your Asiatic lilies, daylilies, and Siberian irises now. Dig the whole clump out, divide, and replant at the same depth. Again, water well until the ground freezes. You can still plant spring blooming bulbs, trees and shrubs rated for our climate zones, if planted properly and taken care of, will be just fine. Don't scalp your lawn if you need to mow. Leave about 2.5 inches. As you rake up those leaves, do not put those out in the street. They'll go down the storm drains and, depending on where you live, could wind up in our rivers and lakes. 5 bags of leaves equals about 1 pound of phosphorus, which equals about 1,000 pounds of algae. Crazy, huh? Stuff them into compost bags and haul them to your city's waste site, or compost them yourself. If you have a shredder, great. If not, mow them over multiple times. Personally, I get pleasure out of that. They're cut up into little pieces and can be left on the lawn. What you don't want are piles of stacked leaves left on the lawn. You can leave piles of stacked leaves in a compost or use them as mulch for your perennial beds and shrubs. For more information, check out gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.